Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock. This is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And once again, as is becoming a normal occurrence, which I personally thoroughly enjoy, I am being joined by my wonderful co-host, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace Diamond, and what an exciting show we have for everybody tonight. We are going to run down the card for this upcoming Saturday night at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. But we are also going to be joined by a very special guest. I think he's a little more special than he thinks he is. Well, there's it. He's more special than most people think he is, but that's, you know, here nor there. That's a lot of people anymore. But young, up-and-comer Adam Swayze, who's really trying to make a name for himself, and let me tell you what, he doesn't care if he makes friends along the way at all. I have stood in the ring with this young man. I co-hosted Bustin' Loose in this past week. I just don't even know what to say about it. But he's going to be one of the superstars in action this Saturday. So go out and get your tickets. Saturday night, September the 16th. Tickets are available at Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield and the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Remember, VIP tickets are $15. General admission are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. So get your tickets, get them fast. You don't want to miss this action, because let me tell you what, I've seen a lot of these people in action, and let me tell you what, this card is top to bottom. It is solid. It is stacked, and I honestly can't wait to see this show this Saturday.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I do believe we have
hello,
Mr. Adam Swayze on the phone.
This is Hollywood Adam Swayze. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for joining us this evening, Mr. Swayze.
You're very welcome. I have to take time out of my busy schedule to call you guys, so you guys should be very honored to have me on the phone right now.
Well, as always, we are very honored to have all of our guests on the phone. I know you've got a really busy movie schedule, so we're just going to get right to it.
Okay. All right. Let's get right to it.
We've got a heck of a show lined up for this upcoming Saturday night. Let's discuss some of these matches, and I'd actually like to hear your thoughts on some of the exciting action we've got going on this Saturday night in Fairfield. And let's talk about the veteran, the multi-time tag team champion, has held titles pretty much all over the world. Wildcat Chris Harris.
Wildcat Chris Harris, he's a pretty good guy.
He is going to be in the corner of Lord Crew, who just returned at FanFest, as he takes on Fairfield's favorite son, Jesse Hyde. Now, I've happened to see the Crimson Mafia in action quite a bit. And you know where one is. The other two usually aren't far behind. I'm sure you've happened to see. I'm sure you actually like the Crimson Mafia, so.
I mean, I've talked to them a few in the dressing room and whatnot, and I mean, you know, they're not Hollywood, but they're also not guys that people should be taking lightly. So I have a feeling that Lord Crew versus Jesse Hyde, it's going to be a pretty good match. And, Jesse Hyde's been around for a while, but I don't think he's really faced anybody like Lord Crew, especially this Lord Crew, because this is definitely a different Lord Crew than we've seen in the past.
I must agree with you on that. Then we've also got former Northern Wrestling Federation Unified Champion, multi-time tag team champion, former NWF Heavyweight Champion, the five-star superstar and self-proclaimed 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson, taking on legendary Larry D.
Legendary Larry D, he is a, well, he is legendary. There's no doubt about it. He is a very massive man that is very easily capable of doing whatever he pleases to Jay Donaldson. But there's a reason why Jay Donaldson is the five-star superstar. There's a reason why he calls himself the 22-year-old stud. There's a reason why he's held the Unified Championship, the Tag Team Championships, and the NWF Heavyweight Championship. So Jay Donaldson, he's definitely no pushover, that's for sure, no matter the size of him compared to legendary Larry D.
Very true. Let's discuss two guys that pretty well, I mean, I think you guys all started pretty much around relatively close to the same time. Lexus Montez, as he challenges the brand new Unified Champion, Calypso, this Saturday.
I mean, for my input on that, Calypso already defeated him in his debut match. Calypso also defeated him again in Wilmington a few months ago. Really, you know what they say, the third time's the charm. Maybe this time, maybe Lexus Montez, maybe he's been doing his homework, maybe he's been reading up on Calypso. I mean, Calypso is just off the heels of the Ultimate Ladder match where, I mean, him and Jay Donaldson both left it all out there. I mean, both men weren't able to leave on their own will after that match. And so, I mean, maybe Lexus Montez can capitalize on that. Has been a few weeks since then, but you never know. That match is going to be a great one, that's for sure, without a doubt.
Let me not fail to mention this fact. Lexus Montez defeated the five-star superstar just this past Saturday to earn this match with Calypso for this week.
Yeah, and so. That match this past Saturday against Jay Donaldson, that match was one of, if not the highlight of the night. That match, both men, once again, left everything out there, just showing us and all of the critics of the NWF Army that they're both hungry. They both want that title more than anything.
Lexus Montez has definitely stepped up his game in recent weeks. So that's going to be a very interesting match to see as those two go one-on-one. We also have the brand-new Tri-State Champion, Pompano Joe, taking on Ricky Cardinal. Now, those two faced off just a few weeks ago. That ended in a time-limit draw. Afterwards, Pompano Joe savagely attacked Ricky Cardinal. Those two will meet this Saturday in Fairfield, with the Tri-State Championship on the line.
With that, with Ricky Cardinal and Pompano Joe, he was laying him out after the match. And, you know, sometimes whenever you're in there, just things don't go your way. You get angry about it. And, I mean, who else better to take it out on the person that all caused it? And he's laying right there. I don't blame Pompano one bit for doing what he did, just leaving a message to Ricky Cardinal to not mess around with Pompano Joe. And now they're going one-on-one this Saturday night in Fairfield, and maybe Ricky Cardinal can show Pompano Joe that he's not somebody to just be messing around with.
We've also got a huge, and I really do mean huge, epic, six-person intergender tag team match you have the brand new Northern Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, Nasty Russ, along with his two Pumpkinhead henchmen, taking on former Northern Wrestling Federation champion, the Titan, the man Roger Ruffin, and Big Mama. Talk about
an
epic match.
Yeah, that match is going to be huge. I mean, you got six competitors in there. You got Big Mama. Of course, we've seen what she can do. You got the man, Roger Ruffin, the brains behind it all. You got the former Northern Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, Titan. And you know, I mean, if you stuck around at all, I don't know if a lot of you guys did or not, but, I mean, just to see Titan after FanFest when he did lose that championship, it wasn't a pretty sight. You definitely wanted to stay away from him. So, I mean, and now he gets that opportunity to hopefully get his hands on Nasty Russ, but Nasty Russ is not somebody to take lightly. Titan found that out firsthand at FanFest. And then you got his two henchmen. The Pumpkinheads is what we're calling them. We don't know their names, but they're running around with Nasty Russ. They're making sure that championship stays on Nasty Russ, and we haven't seen them. We don't know what they'll do. That's Nasty Russ's big game plan, is that we don't know what these two guys can bring to the table. We have no idea. It's all a mystery to them.
I mean, we've never seen them in action. They sent a very loud, clear message just this past Saturday at Bone Crushers.
And they did.
You know, I mean, we didn't even know Nasty Russ was in the building. The Pumpkinheads came out during Titan's match. Big Mama and Roger Ruffin came out to keep things fair. And then Nasty Russ showed his face. And, I mean, they left everybody laying.
They did.
Just
this
past Saturday.
Nasty Russ came out with his henchmen, and the henchmen laid out the former NWF heavyweight champion, Titan. They laid out the man, Roger Ruffin, and then Nasty Russ just made Big Mama, just held her in that corner and made her watch as the Pumpkinheads not only decimated the Titan, but also just viciously attacked the man that she loves, Roger Ruffin.
And then what they did to her afterwards was just...
Exactly.
These three are ridiculous.
They're smart. They're not ridiculous, they're smart. They're making sure that these guys know exactly what they're getting into.
I mean, I think they're crossing lines, but that's just me. Oh yeah, we do have one other match. Let's talk about this one a little bit. We have Christopher Michael Lotus.
Oh. I already know where you're going. I can take this one from here. We've got Christopher Michael Lotus taking on the star of the Northern Wrestling Federation, Hollywood, Adam Swayze. And let's rewind a few weeks ago where I beat Christopher Michael Lotus. I pinned him in the ring, 1-2-3 at Bone Crushers.
With a handful of
men. And then last Saturday night, Christopher Michael Lotus comes out and puts his hands on me. He slapped me in the face. And something that Christopher Michael Lotus doesn't understand is that this face has a pretty hefty bounty for insurance. It costs a lot of money to take care of this face. And he tried to ruin that. This past Saturday night. You know, we got a little saying in Hollywood, and it's called, if he's old, he's got to go. And this Saturday night in Fairfield, Ohio, I can promise you that it's going to be Christopher Michael Lotus's retirement match, without a doubt.
Now, speaking of him slapping you in the face this past Saturday,
go ahead.
You came out and interfered in his match with Brody Cormick.
I did. I came out, grabbed Brody Cormick's good old baseball bat, and my plan was to put it through his head, but unfortunately that plan didn't go accordingly. So, but I still got the job done, and I was still happy with it. I wanted to make sure that Christopher Michael Lotus knew what he was getting into, and I wanted to send that message that he's just not ready for Hollywood.
Now, being somebody else that's been around this company for quite a long time, do you really think it was wise to poke the bear, so to speak?
Yes. I mean, I've got my agent telling me that, I mean, she is doing all of the work here. She's bringing up old tapes of him. I'm doing my homework. I'm not taking this lightly. He is Christopher Michael Lotus. I know that. But my team of experts have faith in me. I have faith in myself. You have to have faith and confidence in yourself in order to do this. I mean, I did make it big in Hollywood, and it wasn't just by sheer luck. I've got something here. And Christopher Michael Lotus, he's going to get that. He's going to get exactly what I've got this Saturday night in Fairfield, Ohio, at the UAW Hall, when he steps in that ring with Adam Swayze.
So you've seen old footage of Christopher Michael Lotus, so you know he can be a very dangerous, very ruthless individual. While he is a fan favorite,
there is
a very dark side to him.
Yeah, but, I mean, here's the thing. Christopher Michael Lotus, he's been around for so long. We know what he can do. We've all seen what he can do. Of course, he was a lot younger when we all saw that. But you got Adam Swayze. And how long have I been in the NWF? Only a few months. I mean, you said it yourself at the beginning of this. Of the new up-and-coming rising star. Nobody's seen exactly what I can do. Nobody knows what I have in store. You know, the magician always has the ace up his sleeve, right? Isn't that how it goes? Well, this Saturday night, I might just have something up my sleeve.
Take that as a forewarning. If you have Christopher Michael Lotus, if you're listening, have your eyes open, have eyes in the back of your head. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit, because you said it. You've only been in the company a few months. One of your first matches, I actually happened to be there. You went one-on-one at that time with the NWF champion, the Titan.
I did.
I mean, you faced some pretty big people out there. I did.
I faced the former NWF heavyweight champion, the Titan. And he's already big in his own way. And then I faced literal big men known as the Big Swinger. I've also faced his now former partner, Jerry Fitzgerald. But I've faced a few people here and there. And, you know, when I did face Titan, I mean, I unfortunately didn't come out the victor that night. But, I mean, if I recall correctly, he did have to do a second take to keep me down. So.
Speaking of second takes, I've noticed you've been coming to the ring lately with a clapboard.
I have.
Now, is that something that... No, don't get me wrong. I know my way around the movie business a little bit. But let's take a look at this. We saw that clapboard, slate, whatever you choose to call it, we saw that come into play at FanFest.
Yes, we did.
In your victory over the swinger, Jerry Fitzgerald.
We did. Jerry Fitzgerald, he wanted to go off script. He wanted to make the film about him, and that wasn't his line. So I had to take matters in my own hands, and I took that clapboard and I shattered it over his skull, and he didn't get up for a while after I did that.
So I'm taking it that's pretty much your MO. Do what needs to be done to come out on top at all costs.
Yes. In Hollywood, I'm going to give you guys a little tip here for all the critics listening and you guys as well. To make it in Hollywood, it's you versus the world. It's only about you. That's all that you care about. You got to step on some toes. You got to rub people the wrong way. And if people don't like it, then people don't like it. But at the end of the day, only one person matters, and that's you. Everyone else doesn't. So if you're not satisfied with where you're at because you don't want to hurt this person's feelings or you don't want to do something dirty, then you're just in the wrong business.
So you feel that it's you versus everyone, and you're going to step on whoever's toes to get where you want to get. Am I understanding this correctly?
Exactly. If you get in my way of where I want to be, then you're going to get the wrong side of Hollywood. And I don't care who you are. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. In the Northern Wrestling Federation, the only person that I care about is Adam Swayze.
Where do you see yourself headed in this company?
Well, as of right now, I see myself heading to Fairfield, Ohio, and coming out the victor there. From there, I mean, I've had a few victories after that. This would be the third one in a row. I feel the need that maybe it's time for a title opportunity. Maybe it's time to face some bigger names, get my name out there. I made it in Hollywood. I know I can make it here.
Now, you said, you know, you're looking for title opportunities, and you see basically, if I'm understanding, Christopher Michael Lotus as kind of a stepping stone.
That's basically exactly what he is. That is exactly what he is to me. All Christopher Michael Lotus is a stepping stone to my future. All he is a stepping stone to where I want to be, which is at the very top of the Northern Wrestling Federation.
And you don't find it remotely close to even being wise to try to align yourself with other individuals, because... Don't get me wrong. I'm very... I know very well how to walk the line, walk on the dark side, so to speak, of this business. I'm no stranger to making enemies. But here's my piece of advice to you. Always make sure you have your backup in place. Because you never know when those people you stepped on will start to rise up against you.
You're right. But in Hollywood, there's thousands of wannabe actors and actresses that you come up with that, you know, you see them in the audition room with you. You know, you're waiting on that couch, waiting to for them to, for the producer to open up the door and say, "Hey, come on in, you know, we're ready for you," and then you sit there and you watch them go in and you watch them come out and they just have these sad, terrible looks on their face, and you know that person didn't get it. And then when you're me, you get up, you go in there, and it's only about a 15-second exchange. You introduce yourself, you tell them who you are, and then I walk out, and I already know that I've got the part. I mean, now it's to the case to where they call me. Well, they don't call me, they call my agent, but they call her, and she checks out the schedule, makes sure that everything's okay. Very rarely do I ever really make my own adjustments there. This past Saturday night, I had I originally had down there brunch with Jennifer Aniston, and when Christopher Michael Lotus decided to put his hands on me, I had to cross that out, cancel that out. She's not too happy about it, but she'll get over it. And so this coming Saturday night in Fairfield, Christopher Michael Lotus, he's in my plan book now.
So you've got, in case you didn't notice, he's Christopher Michael Lotus. In your crosshairs, you two will meet one-on-one this Saturday night, September the 16th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio. Now, obviously, confidence is not something you lack. That is a very good thing in this business. I just wouldn't look past him too easily. I wouldn't look past anybody too easily in that company, though.
No, we do have some top stars that a lot of them are not somebody to take too lightly. But a lot of them also haven't stepped in the ring with Adam Swayze. So go ask Justin Lane. Go ask Justin Lane what it was like to have the honor to step in the ring with me and to lose to me like he did last Saturday night.
You seem to take pleasure in the humiliation of your opponents. And while I can't say I agree with it, I can't say that I haven't done the same.
It feels good sometimes, doesn't it? It feels real good sometimes to just know that they're working so hard and that they're just not on your level.
Here's the thing. I've also seen the ones that have been humiliated. I've been the one humiliated. They're not pretty when they come back.
Hasn't happened to me yet, and I doubt it will. So,
like I said, I like the confidence. I do admire that. That is a definite positive you have going for you. We're definitely looking forward to seeing you step into the ring this Saturday in Fairfield. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds for yourself, for some of the other young and up-and-comers that we have in the company. I'm looking forward to see where everybody's headed. I know where I'm headed, though. I'm headed to Fairfield on Saturday night. So, people, make sure you get your tickets. They are available at Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. VIP tickets are $15 a piece. General admission are $8 in advance, $10 at the door. VIPs will sell out quickly. Get them now. Adam Swayze, I am so looking forward to this match Saturday. You don't even know how big this card is, how much myself. I'm sure the Army is going to be thrilled with this matchup. I know you're going to bring it to the table. I know Christopher Michael Lotus will bring it to the table. I know everybody that's out there is going to bring 110% or more this Saturday night. So, Adam Swayze, I want to thank you so much for joining us. I know you have
You're
a very hectic schedule.
You're very welcome. It is a very hectic schedule. Once again, I had to cancel Chris Pratt's house party tonight to be here. So you're very welcome. I hope that you guys all enjoyed it. But unfortunately, I don't hope that the critics enjoyed it. But I do hope that they enjoy seeing me beat up Christopher Michael Lotus and this Saturday night in Fairfield, Ohio at the UAW Hall.
It was an honor and a pleasure to have you on here. We will see you, and we will see all the superstars of the Northern Wrestling Federation this Saturday night, September the 16th, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. Remember, get your tickets at Hooterville Sports Cards, Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield, the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Ace Diamond, do you have anything you would like to add?
I do not. I would like to also thank Mr. Swayze for being on the show tonight. It was a very insightful interview. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to catch us next week when we have a yet-to-be-determined NWS superstar as our guest. So for Hollywood Adam Swayze, for Miss Callie, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody, and we'll see you next week.